Welcome to our facility. Sorry that we had a little bit of delay. Ryan's flight was delayed, so we're happy to be able to introduce Ryan Shazier to Pittsburgh today. And certainly was a busy night for him last night. So he's had one little sandwich and not much sleep, but we're happy he's here. And so I want to start by presenting Ryan with his first Steeler jersey.
Here we go. All righty. It's all yours.
First of all, I want to say thank you. I want to thank the Lord, thank the Rooney family, Coach Tomlin and Kevin Colbert for just giving me the opportunity to show my abilities. I just want to just thank Steeler Nation for having me.
Open up for questions.
Ryan, your dad said today that he was a little surprised that the Steelers took you because everyone was sitting there waiting and he figured the Cowboys were going to pick you. But it's kind of stunned them that the Steelers took you. Were you surprised as they were?
I was a little surprised, but I was surprised just to get drafted because you just never know who's going to draft you. And my dad said that people was hinting to him that the Steelers was talking about this. I mean, not the Steelers, but the Cowboys was talking about this going to draft me with the next pick. But I'm happy that the Steelers drafted me. And I can't wait to go to Heinz Field and go out there and play in the Steelers jersey.
Earlier, there were talk that the NFL Draft Advisory Board said you were a second-round pick. And you said, and now you moved up to a first round pick. Between, you didn't do the combine, so between your workouts and everything else, what moved you into the first round?
Honestly, the whole time I pretty much felt like I was a first round pick. I knew at the end of the day the tape was going to show it all, and I feel like I put up enough tape and have the coaches believe in me and go in the first round.
How much do you know about the Steelers' history? And also, when you visited here for the draft, what was your reaction when you saw the six Super Bowl trophies?
It was amazing just to see the trophies in person, seeing them right there by each other. The plans to come here and get the seventh trophy. But it's just amazing just to be in a great city like this with the greatest franchise. And I know a little bit about the history, but I still have a lot to learn.
Talk a little bit about the influence your dad has had on you with your upbringing and how that has bode well for you, maybe not just on the football field, but as a person.
My dad, I feel like him and my mom are my two best friends. I can talk to them about anything, and especially with my dad, I can talk to him about anything spiritually, football, because he coached a little bit when he was in high school, as a high school coach. And then just as a father and as a friend, he just always leads me in the right way. Pretty much every decision I make, I talk it over with my dad before I make the decision. And I just feel like my dad's never going to lead me in the wrong direction. So I feel like he's one of the greatest influences I ever had in my life.
Did he deliver inspirational speeches to the team?
Yeah, sometimes when he came to watch us play, he delivered inspirational speeches.
And what was that like for you, having your dad deliver inspirational speeches?
It was amazing because I used to love going to church and listening to my dad, and it was tougher for him to get to some of the games, but when I get to hear him talk to the team and just get the feedback from all the guys saying how great the chapels were, it was just amazing just to hear what guys thought and just to hear his voice out there preaching to us.
Ryan, what were the conversations like with the Steelers leading up to the draft and also the phone call that you got from them last night when they told you that they wanted to take you?
I first talked to the Steelers at my pro day. The combine. And we had a good talk just telling me what they saw in my abilities and how they felt fit. And then we did some board work at the combine. And then last night on the phone, it was just amazing just to see the 412 area code on my cell phone. It just, words can't even describe it. And just to hear Coach Tomlin's voice and Kevin Colbert's voice on the phone and everybody's voice is just amazing just to know I'm going to be here for the rest of my life.
Were you surprised that it was the Steelers that called you?
Yeah, I was a little surprised just because it's just such a great franchise and the history of linebackers that they have, and just to know that I'm going to be one in the history books now.
Can you elaborate a little bit on that board work at the combine?
We did. They were just asking me some of the stuff from my base defense, and then they'll teach me some of the stuff. They're drawing it up on the board. They just asked me to show my base defense, some of my sub packages. Then they'll show me some of the little things that they do, and then see if I can remember it.
Do you see a lot of similarity between what you were doing at Ohio State and here?
Yeah, I see a lot of similarity, especially when Coach Fickell comes here a lot and learn from these guys. So I feel some of the stuff that he taught me there will help me progress to this level.
Is 50 going to be your number?
Yes, sir. Next question.
Brian, you talked about your parents and their influence and your dad. Has that helped you steer you through any obstacles in life?
Oh, yeah, that really helped me a lot because a lot of kids don't even have both of their parents, and it's a blessing to have both of your parents. And then some kids don't even talk to their parents like I do, and I can talk to my parents every day. Sometimes I talk to them 3-4 times a day. So just to have them in my life to help me through all the decisions in my life, it's just an amazing feeling.
Right. You wore some different jerseys last year, correct? Different numbers to support some teammates and former friends. Could you talk a little bit about why you did that?
My sophomore year, I wore number 48 because one of my close friends had died from muscular dystrophy. And I just wanted because he really never got to play. So I just wanted to play through him and let people understand what the disease is about and everything. Then Christian Bryant had got hurt this year, and he was the leader of our defense. We had about 8 captains, and I was one of the captains, but he was the main guy. He was the guy who get everybody going, the rah-rah guy. And just to see him hurt, it just was deep in my heart. I feel like I had to do something about it. I talked to him about it, talked to Coach Meyer about it, and we all felt that it would be great for me to have his number and just feel like he's still out there on the field with us.
Brian, you're affected from alopecia, is that right?
Can you say that again, please?
Alopecia.
Oh, yeah, I have alopecia.
Something that has been difficult to deal with, and how do you deal with that?
When I was younger, it was kind of difficult because I got it when I was about 5 years old. I was probably the only little kid walking around with a bald head, and it was kind of tough because kids are mean. Kids will pick on you and say things that hurt your feelings, but I just embraced it. I feel like if you didn't like me for who I am, then it's a problem with you. And I feel like it's my signature now. I love having alopecia, and I feel like having a bald head actually saves me a lot of money.
That was fascinating.
Yeah.
Anything final for Ryan? All right, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.